Hello, and welcome back to As It Is. I'm Bob Doty in Washington. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. We do this by telling you what is going on in our world. Today, we begin with a story about refugees from the war in Syria. Some refugees say they are more concerned about the return of cold weather than a possible attack by gunmen. Then we turn our attention to New York City. More and more people there are choosing not to own a car or a home, but to pay others for the right to use them. We will tell you about this system, something researchers call the sharing economy. Two stories that you need to know about are coming your way right now. Colder weather is slowly returning to the Middle East. Observers say Syrian refugees living along the country's border with Lebanon are at risk. They note that Islamic State militants and al-Nusra fighters have set up camps in the mountains. But Syrian refugees say, more frightening than the gunmen is the coming cold weather. Mario Ritter has this report.
Most of Lebanon's 1 million Syrian refugees live in the Bekaa Valley, across the border from Syria. They crowd shelters on farmland or in empty areas. Islamist militants are believed to be hiding in the surrounding mountains. Many refugees fear the Islamic State or al-Nusra fighters will again attack Lebanon in an effort to expand outside Syria and Iraq. In late October, militant groups battled with the Lebanese army in the city of Tripoli. The fighting was described as the worst since last August. At that time, al-Nusra and Islamic State briefly controlled the border town of Arsal. But some Syrian refugees say they fear the coming winter more than the militants. At a camp in Zale, aid workers passed out supplies to help families strengthen the houses they mostly built themselves. Mohammed Al-Sheikh told VOA the new materials may not be enough to protect his 8 children. He says that about 0.5 meter of snow fell in the Bekaa Valley last year. He worries that some of the weaker shelters will collapse. Hiba Fares works with the non-governmental organization MedAir.
The number of refugees is huge and increases day by day in Lebanon. So we always like been in need for like more donations. As you noticed, we try to distribute to as many families and with the kits we have, but there's always a bit of like shortage because like suddenly we bump into newcomers.
MedAir is one of many organizations attempting to ease what the United Nations has called the biggest humanitarian emergency of our era. Refugee families say their biggest fear this winter is not being able to pay for medicine if their children get sick. Basha Hussein is the wife of Mohammed Al-Sheikh and the mother of their 8 children. She says most families in the camp do not have any heaters in their homes. If they do, she says, they often do not have enough money to pay for fuel. Some women say the humiliation or sadness of living in tents in the dirt is worse than dealing with the cold weather or lack of food. Some refugee children say their main fear is that aid workers will not have enough blankets for the refugees before the snow arrives. I'm Mario Ritter.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Bob Doty in Washington. People can rent many different things today. Cars, apartments, party dresses, even surfboards to ride the waves. People handle these rentals between and among themselves. They do not need to involve any company. Marcia James reports.
This system is called the sharing economy. It adds up to $26 billion in business each year. It is easy to do because of the internet, online payments, and social media. One group, Relay Rides, helps owners earn money from their cars. Anas Kasawat made more than $1,000 this month.
I've always thought about why couldn't I rent my own car? And it was difficult to find the right insurance and stuff, and nobody would do it. So Relay Rides was the perfect choice at the end.
Still, people worry about security and safety. For example, an international ride-sharing service called Uber has had some criticism involving accidents and theft. Car owners and renters both feel safer when they learn about Relay Rides' million-dollar insurance policy. The company also offers many kinds of vehicles that other companies don't have. Relay Rides CEO Andre Haddad says Relay Rides is 35% less expensive than traditional rental companies in major cities. And he also says that is not the only reason that people like it.
I think a lot of people are sensitive to their footprint, their societal footprint, their environmental footprint. And when you think about all the cars that are out there that could be better utilized and will have less need for more cars, that's also a big motivation for a lot of our users in listing out their car on Relay Rides.
Darren Swanson rents out his bicycles on Spinlister. He says he cares about making connections with other people in his community.
I just like the idea of sharing my things. I have 3 or 4 bikes, and I don't use them all at the same time. So I thought it was a good way to meet some people and share what I have.
An independent opinion study ordered by Spinlister reports that only 4% of Americans are using the sharing services.
That's not a critical mass at all. I think at the end of the day, the companies that will be here in 10 years in the sharing economy space are going to be the companies that focus on customer service and making sure that everyone on both sides is as happy as possible.
For now, it is easy for people to share their bicycles and cars in New York. They do not have to spend very much money. But in the future, the services may become more costly and more difficult to use. I'm Marcia James.
Finally, we recently received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015.